underway. Thoughts turn to how to pay for college. Joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Cheryl Rapp. She's from the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions. And Cheryl, how soon should parents begin saving?
You can actually open an account at any time. The earlier you start saving, the more time your money has to actually grow potentially and benefit from compound earnings.
What's the maximum you can contribute in a year?
$5,000. So a Wisconsin resident who contributes to an EdVest account can claim a tax deduction of up to $3,860 per account per beneficiary for the 2023 tax year. But that's if they put the maximum amount of $5,000 into an account.
Can anybody contribute to a child's account?
Yes. Anyone can contribute to a child's account. It doesn't have to be the account owner. So, for example, a grandparent, aunt, uncle, family, or friends. And we make it actually really easy to do that. We have a platform called YouGift. So when the account owner opens up an account, they get what's called a YouGift code, and they can online seamlessly contribute to that child's account.
And once that child is old enough to have a job of their own, can they also contribute?
They can contribute into their own account. We recommend this child and student help when they actually get a job to put some money into that account, too.
At what point can you start taking money out of the account?
We do the 365-day rule. So when money's put in, you have to wait 365 before you can actually take money out. You can withdraw funds at a variety of different higher education, as long as it's an accredited school across the U.S. and even some abroad. Public school, private colleges, university, technical, trade, community colleges, and actually apprenticeship programs. There's no expiration date of when you need to use the money or pull the money out, as long as it's for education reasons. So it can pay for the big ticket items like your tuition, room and board, but it also pays for books, fees, if you need a computer, as long as education related. Additionally, the funds can be used for K-12 tuition up to $10,000 a year, or it can actually pay back student loans up to $10,000 over the lifetime.
What happens to that money if they don't continue their education?
That money is your money, so you can do whatever you want with it. You can keep the account open and continue to contribute money into it in case your child in the future, they can use that fund. Or you can save it for a grandchild, so there's no, you have to take the money out. You can rename the beneficiary to somebody else, a different family member. If you do decide to close the account, which you 100% can, you will be penalized on the interest that occurred from the account, from the money that you put into it, plus a 10% federal tax. So because it's being closed and not used for education, that's the only time that you will have to pay tax.
Then I understand that the College Savings Plans Network has a sweepstakes going on.
In celebration of College Savings Month, listeners can participate in the national What Can a 529 Do For You sweepstakes. It's sponsored by the College Savings Plans Network, like you mentioned. It's a month-long nationwide sweepstakes that closes at midnight on September 30th. Listeners can enter by going to collegesavings.org/sweepstakes, and they can complete the entry form for a chance to win one of nine $529 contributions into either a new or an existing 529 account. There's no purchase necessary to enter or win.